Hello, everybody. Welcome to Escape the Talk Show, where we try to escape. I don't know. We talk about funny things while playing Escape from Tarkov, which means gunshots are totally normal. Don't be alarmed. My name is Fab.
And I'm Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. How are you doing? Let's you check point. I'll just follow you and do the intro of the show. Yeah, I think this is episode 3.
Officially correct. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to had to do 2 this month because we didn't do 1 last month. That was a bit. That was a good start.
Well, we're picking up the slack now. You know, we're bouncing back hard.
We're good. We're doing this. How is it in Copenhagen? Düsseldorf is very warm, so I'm not wearing a shirt right now.
It's also very warm. I'm wearing a t-shirt, and I think. There's a football match going on. I'm not sure if that's in Copenhagen, actually.
Oh, yeah. Is that actually... I don't know. That was not a topic I had scheduled. Are you into the Euro? Are you watching that?
Not at all. No, but I Good. Got what happened. It's obviously the cardiac arrest of one of the players. But yeah. I haven't been following closely what was going
on. Yeah, me neither. I usually...
Surgery, permanent. He gets a permanent, not a pacemaker, but the thing that actually jolts you when your heart
stops. An ICD, implanted cardiac defibrillator.
Yes, one of those.
I know all about those. I know people that put them into people.
Oh, exciting. Is that a fun job or is that more of a medium excitement thing?
No, it's exciting. It's like a very routine procedure these days. Actually, my previous boss had one of those. He had a heart attack at one point.
And,
he had one of those. But usually I'm generally, I watch all the, I don't really watch league football, but I watch all the European and World Championships. But this year I'm just not in the mood at all. It seems a bit like bread and games to me, like, you know, old Rome, where like, oh, let's distract everybody from all the shit that's been going on here. Watch the football. And I'm like, no, I think we have other problems right now.
I only recently realized that this is the 2020
championship. I don't know how I feel about that. It's kind of cool that they didn't rebrand it, that they stuck with that. I think they did it because they didn't want to make a new logo. That's always very hard, I feel. Because they're often like the World Cup once had a football that looked like Lisa Simpson giving a blowjob to Bart Simpson.
What the fuck?
Or was that the Olympics? No, that was the Olympics in London. You know the London Olympics, the logo?
Yeah.
No? If you look it up, to put it in the show notes. No, it's it looks like Lisa Simpson giving a blowjob to Bart Simpson. It's very famous. But like the football World Cup logos and the Euro Cup logos have never been much better. And the mascots always shit. But like I already thought this Euro was a bad idea anyway, before the whole pandemic, because this is the one that's all over Europe. Where the fans have to travel back and forth, and so it's like a really bad situation for like fans being there, which is like half the fun.
How many people do that? How many people actually travel with their team to all the matches and stuff?
I think a lot of people when they get, but it's like it's just a bad idea. It just destroys the whole. Usually you have it in the country, and then there's like an atmosphere in the country. You know, and then all the journalists are there and they're showing you like, oh, it's in Spain and all this, everybody's hyped up in the street or whatever, right? Or like when World Cup was in Germany, it was like incredible. So I think this was already a bad idea, like 10 years or whenever they came up with this idea. But then the pandemic happened and now it's like some of the stadiums are like empty, others are like half full or whatever. And it's, are you shooting at somebody?
Yeah, I think it's that.
PMC or...
Yeah, PMC. He was in my sniper spot.
Nice. Not nice that he was there, but nice that you killed him. I can't see anything from back here. It's very rainy and
yeah, a bit of a situation foggy. Here.
I thought that was a bad idea anyway. And now it's even worse. I'm going to stay down here and cover you again. I think now it's even worse. Because obviously the pandemic. But anyway, let's not talk about the Euro. I didn't want to talk about the Euro.
That's fine.
Let's talk about the only sport that matters. Because usually we don't talk about what we're going to talk about with each other beforehand. But I believe we're going to talk some Escape from Tarkov matter gaming talk here.
Gaming Talk. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've had some. If you have any specific things you want to talk about,
I see a PMC running down lumber mill. I think it's a PMC. Backpack looked very. Yeah, he's running into the lumber mill. Couldn't take the shot.
Kind of hurry with the looting then. Sorry.
Keep talking. Sorry. I see him.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Nice. Wow. Okay, Mister. We're gonna murder everybody on the server. So I had some. I had some good experiences with the community recently. So I got killed by some streamers and stuff, right?
Happens. Oh, is that you shooting?
Yeah, I think I'm getting shot at. No.
Yeah, that sound doesn't sound good.
So I got shot by some streamers, but they were very nice. They put all my shit in a bag and tossed it in the woods and stuff like that. It was all very nice.
put all my shit in the bag. That sounds a bit like and actual shit.
And threw it in a bush, right? I mean, it was pretty good, actually. So I like that a lot. That's the second time that happened to me, by the way. So I got shot by some German streamers at some point, and then recently, I think it's a French guy, but he speaks English on his streams. So that was pretty good. I've enjoyed that a lot. I've played a lot of Escape from Tarkov.
Oh, you have? Yes. Sorry, what?
I've basically, since you got me hooked, rarely played any other video games.
Wow.
So that was
I got you hooked properly.
Yeah, hooked. I think it's also normal for my gaming behavior. Like, either I play a lot of World of Warcraft or a lot of whatever.
I'm with you on this all the way. This is how I get completely addicted, like, to one game a lot of the time. And then I spend, like, all my life in it. I don't know. It's maybe the same for you as well. For me, like, gaming is my main entertainment.
Yes.
So absolutely. That's part of it as well. It's just the way I unwind a lot of the time.
It is so nice for my brain, like, especially like things that require practice where you can kind of see progression. So in Tarkov, it's a little less obvious. I think that might be a Sherman. In Tarkov, it sounds like a little bit less obvious because you always have the chance of dying, right?
Yeah, and it's like relatively stressful, at least in the beginning when you start playing.
Yeah, or like you can have like high adrenaline situations like anytime, like there's not really a you're safe now moment at any time if you're in the game. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the drawbacks, because you can't really listen to audiobooks, or at least I'm not at the point where I can listen to an audiobook and divide my attention like that.
Yeah, no, because you need the auditory component of it. I feel
you need all the cues to kind of know what's going on.
Yeah. But I do. I mean, I feel it is nice because it's like I like to play video games to relax, because it's not completely relaxing. It's also engaging your brain a bit. Like I wrote a column about this once for a newspaper, for a general audience, and by the reader comments, I know they completely didn't get this. So I know a lot of like non-geeks, normal people, I think don't get this. Don't shoot me. Please don't shoot me. I'm looting here. You know, I like it that like it's not like TV where you just... reading is more engaged as well, but TV is just like dumb watching, I feel. And I feel like this keeps your brain engaged more.
Yes.
And I like that.
So when I was studying, that was generally referred to as lean forward or lean backward media, where you have some that are engaging you more than others. So some you need to actively kind of participate in, and some are more like you just sit back and let the media flow into you, basically.
Yeah, so I guess books would be lean forward then. I can't see these guys. Yeah.
They're in the woods over there. So.
Yeah, the weather is clearing up. Nice. I kind of... for me, it's kind of like... I feel like it keeps my brain trained. I think it keeps me... That maybe that sounds dumb. Maybe it's too simplified. But I feel like it keeps me intelligent. Doesn't dumb me down
as much. I think video games have actually proven effect to reduce the... chance of developing a PTSD after a potentially traumatic experience.
Interesting.
There was somebody who did a study about this in the army. I don't know what it was. I hope I can find it for the show notes. But basically, they were like, well, we tested this with soldiers where they had at the compound access to video games, and at this one they didn't.
Right.
So that was pretty interesting.
I feel like it does kind of the same thing. There have been studies about people who do a lot of like brain teasers and riddles, like Sudoku and stuff like that. That keeps them. Oh, is that you shooting?
Yeah, I shot this guy.
My God.
I think it's dead.
Oh God, you have to warn you. I bolted. It's like fuck. And I feel like video games are kind of the same thing because they're all a little bit like puzzles.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
So I feel like they have generally a good influence in that regard. I have no idea where you are, by the way. I'm at the marked circle.
Right next to you.
Oh yeah, there you are. Whoa, you're well hidden. Yeah, I have no close range engagement weapon, by the way. So maybe we should get out of this situation.
You want to loot the scav that I shot over here?
Where did you shoot him?
Walking towards it.
A scav. I don't have no idea where.
You're shooting at me.
Is that you? Or no, that's a stump. God, I can't see anything here. This is where we're in the middle. Real picture this. We're in the middle of the woods. There's trees everywhere. I have a high-powered sniper rifle with a scope, which is not a good situation if all you can see is like trees. But I guess you're shooting him.
Yeah, he's done.
I have no idea where Jonathan is either.
Yeah, so I'm back at the marked circle. If you come to that one, you can find me on the ground.
I'm in the middle of the marked circle right now.
Hello there.
Where the hell are you? I can't... Oh, there you are. Oh, God. Okay, where were we? Anyway, video games. Video games are good.
Video
games.
I feel. I feel the same way. They're very relaxing to me as well. I mean, obviously, there can be, like, difficult situations in video games or things that are, like, frustrating and stuff like that. But overall, I think video games are more relaxing than they are frustrating.
Well, it depends also how you're playing them. But yeah, if you're comfortable with this game, then...
Yeah, that's a good point as well.
This ADA is a lot better for these kind of... Oh my God, it's got a backside and a... Can I take this off?
Yeah, you can take
it. Can I take the bloody backside? Oh God, how do I do this? Oh yeah, that's better. God, it has a backside, you know, and a red dot. No wonder he wasn't hitting anything.
He was a scaff.
Also that. Maybe we can take the front side off as well.
There's a scav to our left, where I'm pointing right now.
Okay, give me a second here. No, I can't take the front side off. Okay, where are you pointing? To our left. Okay.
Oh, he's down.
Somebody is behind us and shooting a lot.
Let's kind of lose bushes and get these bastards.
Do you wanna continue with your discussion?
With my story. Yeah. So that's the thing I'm missing a little bit, that I can't really listen to audiobooks while playing Tarkov. But maybe I'll just get to a comfort level where that's not really an issue anymore, and I can just stroll through the woods and do my quests and stuff like that. And I think the big topic in the community at the moment is the wipe. Might be coming soon, and the wipe means everybody loses all their equipment that they've basically hamstered together over months, and
it's basically a complete reset of the game for everybody.
Yeah, and
everything. XP.
Other games, and other games have this as well, right? So when in World of Warcraft, when a new raid tier releases, all your old equipment becomes meaningless as well.
I didn't know that.
I'm used to the concept because
that wasn't the case back when I was playing WoW.
Well, with every expansion they release or every major patch within an expansion, your old gear doesn't matter anymore, so you don't need to farm the old raids because the stuff that drops there is not as good as the stuff that drops in the new raids. So you always have. Oh, someone's shooting.
Yep. Yep. Oh, no. They're shooting a lot. Are you hit?
No. I think good. I saw them, but I don't take the fight.
I'm in a ditch now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I see you.
Back to the lumber mill. I think that's also what is a bit the MMO component, right? You have some stuff that you work towards, and you continuously improve your character, right? You continuously improve your chances of success while everybody else is trying to do the same.
I do feel like the wipe in Tarkov feels like it's... I mean, I've never had a wipe.
Yeah.
We never experienced a wipe, but I feel like from what I've been told, it doesn't feel like it's a game mechanic that... This is my opinion, right? That should be there when the game's finished. But so we don't know about that. If they're going to keep doing the wipes, they probably will. But to me, it feels like it's a bit of a hack. I mean, the main reason why they need it right now is that the economy gets to a point. Tarkov is a game of scarcity, right? And yeah, your loot only or your equipment. I'm going to stay back and watch you a little bit. And now I can't see you anymore. Your equipment is only meaningful because... Okay, I'm going to follow you. Because there's scarcity, right? And we're getting to a point where everybody has everything.
Yes.
So the scarcity is not there anymore. I'm at this metal shack now that you went into, I think. Oh, I hear Scav. Are you shooting the Scav? I'm coming in. Oh, that's you, I think. Yeah,
that's so that's everybody's complaint, pretty much, that all good gear is basically readily available for everybody. I would argue it's not necessarily available for everybody. And I think with a wipe...
Well, I think what they mean is everybody who started at the beginning of the wipe, which is not us.
Yes, that is true. But also people who don't play a lot, right? I think one of the streamers had a good comment about people... that made use of some services that sell you rubles for real money.
Yeah.
So Pestity was basically like, you know what, I don't even blame those people. Because like, if they have a job, if they have a life, if they have a family, they don't have the same amount of time to play. Like, I don't want to give the people shit for like using the services of these people.
Yeah.
But he certainly doesn't want like cheaters and other...
Well, that's how they get their money, right? That's how they get the rubles in game because they need to maximize it. So they will probably use cheat software if they can. Oh, I see a guy up on the hill out through the back door. I lost him though. He was running left to right. I think it was a PMC. Nope, can't see him anymore.
Damn. Nade out.
Sorry?
Nade out.
Who are you nading? Is he coming towards us?
I was naded the vague direction.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be there. He was pretty far up the hill. But I think Pestley's right on that. But like, I feel like they should come up with a way to make. Wait, I see him. I see him. I see a guy. He saw me. He saw me. He was geared. I'm here behind you in this. I'm still in the building. Are you still in the building? Where did you go?
Just somebody shot me.
Are you dead?
No.
Was that a no or a yes? No.
I'm not sure who's...
Where are you?
I'm right outside the back entrance.
Okay. The back entrance? The small one?
Where we came in. Where we came into the building.
Okay. I was like wondering why I saw that. Somebody... Somebody's shooting at me. It's a scav, but I don't know where.
I shot him. He's down.
Okay. Right.
I just saw your puzzle through the wall. I'm coming in. Don't shoot me.
So I saw a guy standing up the hill outside, very far away, where the big entrance is, right?
Oh, I thought you saw me the other side.
No. That's where I saw. He looked very geared. He was wearing a helmet and yellow.
Maybe we should talk about... why Tarkov is different than other shooter games? I mean, it's not only that it's Russian and that it's like it's kind of hardcore, but it's kind of got this weird mix between battle royale and MMO and kind of survival.
Yeah, it's got not,
like a lot of components.
I feel like it's not really an MMO, right? It has like mechanics that kind of.
Yeah.
emulate an MMO, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they have some, let's say RPG, because you have like character progression, right? You have some RPG elements in a way.
And it's, yeah. Oh, there's blood on the ground, probably from you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So it kind of emulates that. Oh, there's a guy. No, that was I thought that was a guy on the mountain, but that was a bird. It's a bird. Yeah. It's all fine.
Kang's spooked by birds now. We're fine.
The bird was flying in front of the mountain. Okay, I just saw a pixel move. I thought it was somebody's helmet. I'm just being careful. It's different that way. So it has that. So I guess that's where your WoW comparison comes in with the wipe, where it's very...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's a dead guy here in the bush.
That's a guy that shot me.
Okay. Right. So I guess that's where that's apt. And the interesting thing is, what we know is that we're getting a patch this week or next week. So we're recording this on Thursday the 17th of June, which is the day that Killer came to Factory.
Yes.
So what we know is that they're going to have a patch where they're going to expand the Factory map, which was the very first map released in the game. It's very small. It was never expanded. It was never changed. And not like Woods, which we're on right now, which was had an expansion at some point. And it's going to get a boss, because Factory never had a boss. A guy called Tagilla.
Yep.
And they teased him.
Big man, big muscles, and a big hammer. Yeah, beat the shit up.
MMA gloves with some Obey kind of styling on the mask, except I think it says to kill or something in Russian.
Yeah.
So we know that. And today they put Killer, which is the guy from the boss from Interchange, right?
Yeah.
Put him
this
on the
doesn't happen in game. Yeah,
on the Factory map. And that's usually something that doesn't happen. I think it's just going to be for today. But it feels like they sometimes pre-raid, they do like special events and pre-wipe. What did I say?
Pre-raid.
Oh. And
before every raid, there is a special event.
And it sounds like this is a wipe event. So some people have been speculating. Ooh. Sounds close. I have been speculating the wipe. People have been speculating that the wipe's coming anyway, and they've been saying that. But this is the first argument that actually, to me, sounds
somewhat convincing. Basically, that sounds like we're close.
Yeah, absolutely. My counter argument would have been that it's better PR and more hype for them. If they now have the patch, then everybody starts playing again. You can already see that the queues are fuller because people are, you know, waiting for the new content. They're going to play for the new content. And then because the wipe is also a special thing, they could do that separate and then again have another hype, you know, where more people are playing. That would have been my counter argument. But like this Killer thing makes me think maybe the people are saying wipe is coming are right.
It's strong.
Oh.
Oh yeah, baby.
Did you kill him?
Yep.
I think I hit him once. But I don't really have Sturm and Killer ammo in here. Isn't this one of your quests right now? Okay, I'm gonna try to watch your ass a little bit here. Wait. There's a guy on the mountain.
Oh no.
Why can't I hit him?
Is that a scan?
I think it is. Yeah, it's dead. Fell off the mountain. Wasn't wearing a helmet. Took 3 shots, but he's dead now.
He has an SVD. I'm going to drop my Mosin for that.
What does he have? Why is Skype, Sniper, Scav, and Sturm, why were they still alive?
I don't know. It's weird.
I have a feeling there were some teams involved that killed each other or something.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I didn't say anything. I didn't want to jinx it. I'm sorry.
Shame on you.
Some people are still alive. Do you have to extract?
I don't have to extract, no.
Okay. That takes a little bit of stress off me.
We just killed a very dangerous PvE enemy, so
we that's one of the bosses. Yeah, Sturmen.
Tarkov a little bit different. That there are like, it's a bit like, you can think of them like zombies. They're like scavengers on the map, and they're usually controlled by like the AI. So it's like you fighting the computer, and not you fighting other players. But there's also, right? So it's like PvPvE.
It's basically three levels. You're playing against other players. You're playing against AI. And then you, so that this is scavs, and then you are playing, that there are players that are also playing scavs, so sometimes you don't know if the scavs are AI or not.
Yeah.
And then there are also scav bosses, which are like these very powerful AI enemies.
Yeah, and they're very fast at killing you. So basically, if you think of Call of Duty, for example, in Warzone, that's kind of their
battle royale thing. Yeah.
You have like armor plates you can put on, and then the time to kill is like pretty long. So you can shoot at somebody for like 5 seconds at least before they drop. And in Tarkov, that is way shorter. Like there are so many engagements where you die to the first bullet.
Well, yeah, it's more like real life, where if you might be wearing a helmet, but if somebody shoots you with a rifle bullet, then you know that will just go through the helmet, like in real life, if it's the right kind of bullet.
Yeah, so they have a lot of realism in this game. It's not their declared goal to have like the highest realism, but like highest realism they can put into the game where it's still like playable.
It's a lot more realistic than a lot of other shooters. Let's put that this way.
Yeah, like, and it's also, I mean, I'm not saying that judgingly, right? Like I like also like playing Overwatch or Call of Duty or whatever. They're just like different types of games, and I don't have the same kind of passion or the same patience with them.
Well, I'm saying it judgingly because I like that kind of thing. Although I know why it's generally not done, because this will lead to situations where you get shot and you're wearing like very expensive, very good body armor, helmet, whatever, visor, and then you get shot and you're dead, and you don't know why. If you don't really understand a lot about the game, you might think this is somebody hacking or like a bug. And no, it was just maybe he was using the right ammo and he hit you. I mean, there's shit like they can hit you on your body armor, on your basically your thorax, and there's like a fragmentation chance. So the bullet fragments, and if it goes upwards, it'll go between your body armor and your helmet and your head, and you're dead.
Yeah.
Like in might happen in real life, but like that's a very frustrating gaming mechanic for like new players when they don't know where they just died.
That's not what you're used to from all other shooters, right? Because usually you have a kill cam, you can see exactly what happened in a couple
hit pointers.
Of seconds.
You have hit pointers.
Oh yeah, the hit markers, you know, which shows like a little thing on the center of your screen if you actually hit your shot or not. So Tarkov doesn't have any of that. It also doesn't have nameplates. Like when I look at Fab, I don't see anything over his head.
We might shoot each other. That's why we're constantly going, is this you? Is this you? What are you wearing?
Exactly. So they deliberately took a lot of common elements out of shooters, which I think is a very good game design decision.
Are we extracting here?
I think we can extract.
Okay, let's extract. We will pick up this topic in just a bit. We just We just killed Storm and made it out. Like it.
Nice work, bitch.
Yo, we're back in the lovely woods, and we got Sturman's key now because we just killed Sturman. So I didn't kill a PMC there last raid. That was a mistake. That was a scav, apparently. And now that we have explained the difference, sniper scav that I shot off the mountain was, I didn't hit him in the head, but it was a 278 meter shot. Which I guess
that's
a record for me. It also explains why it took 3 attempts. There was a lot of bullet drop involved.
I mean, that's actually one of the really fine-grained things. So I think sniping or long-range engagements are a lot of fun in this game because you need to lead your bullet, so they don't... So what they call this in other games is like a hitbox scan where the bullet just travels immediately. Like if you point the center of your screen onto a point and you hit the trigger, the bullet will like land there in like as fast as possible, as fast as the
network traffic allows. It's like a laser, basically.
Exactly. And the projectiles. Oh, there's a guy. There's a hatchet runner. Up to the side.
Oh, yeah. Shit! Why don't I have a pistol? I need pistol kills. Ah! He has a pistol. I think he hit me. I don't think he's dead. The right
side. No. Pushing the right side.
Pushing the left. Oh, shit. Oh, God. He hit me in the legs. He's going for the leg matter. Wait. Don't go. Oh, shit. I'm dead. I wanted to nade him. I'm dead. Right. We'll be back with some more content once Jonathan is extracted from this raid. Hello, we're back. Maybe we won't get killed this time. Check out this laser on my Makarov pistol. That's pretty cool.
It makes me nervous when you point the laser on me. I can see that in my field of view.
Wait. This is a good screenshot. Okay, right.
Okay. Thank you. Very kind.
Let's go to village. We are at village. This is our spawn.
Yeah, let's get in here. Yeah. So anyway, as we were saying before we were so rudely interrupted
by a guy with a pistol who killed me.
Dangerous man without body armor.
He killed me with a pistol.
Yeah, what were we saying? We were talking about Tarkov and stuff. Do we want to talk about the streamers? Like, I think you got me hooked on Deadly Slop.
Deadly Slop's amazing. I mean, shot at with Green Tracer again. Fuck, like last night. I don't like this. Where's this guy?
Maybe. Don't know.
He didn't hit me, though. Didn't hit me.
Oh, that's
maybe it was a scav. Do they also use Green Tracer?
They can use anything.
I'm just paranoid now because of Green Tracer. We had a run in with the guy with Green Tracer like last night.
you got me hooked on Deadly Slop. He's like a Canadian, very calm dude.
He's my favorite type of streamer. Yeah, he's really cool. He is from the Maritimes. He's from Prince Edward Island, which is like in the middle of nowhere in Canada. Really cool dude. Really fun. Really wholesome, I think.
Absolutely.
I like the way he just deals with people who just annoy him or like try to get under his skin. He's like really good at that. And he's very entertaining and a very, very good Tarkov player.
He's very calm and collected and like he's like very, very pleasant to watch. He's not like one of these very overexcited screaming people.
Yeah,
or anything.
He's not very American, which probably because he's Canadian. But like... Are you sitting on wood? Yeah, that's you. Okay, I recognize the raspberry backpack, which we both have. Is this like a sniping spot? Wow, this is cool. It's a cool little spot, man.
Isn't it?
Wow, that's a nice hack. So that's what I like about Tarkov as well. Like, you really need to know the maps. Like, learning the maps is like half the thing.
Yeah, so much cool shit for your brain to discover and learn.
Anyway, you like ammunition? I think, right?
Ammunition, yeah. He's a cool streamer.
Excellent name. Probably the best name. Did you shoot?
Kill a scav?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you kill a scav there?
Yeah. Not sure if I just chucked 3 grenades at this guy. May have. Ammunition is pretty cool. That's also what I wanted to say. It seems like Tarkov streamers seem to be, like... pretty diverse. Like, it's not only like you're not clicking on a Tarkov stream. Like, if you click on a random Tarkov stream on Twitch, you're not going like, oh, I know exactly what this person's going to be like.
Like sweaty, sweaty man dude.
They're not very homogenic, the whole streaming scene. There's like lots of different people playing it.
I think you need to be a pretty cool person to like play this game regularly. Like, if you like really like just into the like winning aspect of gaming, right? Then you will not stick with this. Because
that's what I wanted to say. I think what they have in common is that they're all pretty stubborn.
Yeah, I think you have to be.
to
play this game.
Resilient, in a way, right?
Yeah. I mean, this game is like borderline masochism.
Yeah, just by the natural game mechanics. Not even talking about the other people, you know what I mean?
Oh my god. Holy shit. Okay, so this is house here, right? And there's like this hat stand or like this jacket stand. There's an AKM hanging on, or an AKS-74N hanging on the stand behind the door.
Cool.
I'm going to show you a screenshot of this later. I'm just going to take that now. That's pretty rad. And it's like behind the door, so I've never noticed this before.
Another streamer that Ammunition played with is, I think, Miss Magpie, which is pretty cool. And we've both seen, I think, General Sam's and Aqua's videos about Tarkov and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen Aqua stream recently as well.
He's also like a very awesome
kind of guy. Getting killed on labs a lot. Like my problem with Aqua, I like the guy. It's just like his delivery is too sleepy for me. It's somehow
he's the most alert kind of person.
I think he is alert. It's just like the way he streams, I think is okay. If you're into that kind of chill thing, I'm not saying he's a bad streamer. It's just like you know how you have personal preferences.
Yeah.
And I don't like people to be too excited generally, but I also like them to be like, you know, Deadly's just like there and just talking, and he doesn't sound like he's falling asleep while he's doing.
Exactly, yeah. He found some kind of key recently, and he was like, oh my god, guys, is it going to be the key I need for a quest, blah, blah, blah. And then it was some kind of garbage key, and he goes like, oh well. that was pretty cute.
Yeah. So one thing we also have to talk about before we close this very meta topic is your experience with people trying to sell you gear. That was hilarious. Oh, you told me this before.
But I completely forgot about it. Yeah,
luckily, you told me before, so I could remember. But before we get into that, I just wanted to quickly say we did have some feedback on this show. On our show, on Escape the Talk Show, which I found interesting. I can't remember who said this because it was a while ago, but basically they said that they found it a bit hard to follow because they're not seeing the game, right? They were like, I kind of want to see what you guys are doing while listening to this. And I said, well, you can, like, we stream on Twitch as well. So if you want that, you probably want to watch the streams, which are also on my YouTube channel. If you go to sceniktarkov.com, you find links to both of our channels and everything. That's probably better for you. I just think this is more, it's more like the side, it's more like a side thing. Like, you shouldn't feel like you need to see what is happening here, right?
And I think that's like a higher excitement or higher energy level kind of thing when we stream, and then we can also interact with the chat. I think that's so the two things are different, but they're both exciting.
I hope people like this without seeing it as well. Like, I hope that was a single opinion. One thing I want to mention, I was just running around here, I thought, what's this red laser doing here? And I thought somebody was aiming at me in the house. You know what it was?
You didn't leave it on your pistol.
Yeah. This game has so ridiculous level of detail that if you leave like a flashlight or something on, it's like still on, and it'll just like illuminate shit behind you.
You don't have to drop it on the floor; it will still be on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway,
So I joined the official Escape from Tarkov Discord recently. Are you walking on wood?
Yeah, I'm maybe in your house.
Yeah, cool. I'm in the shack back. And I was basically looking for a group. So I was trying
because
to kill
I let you down. I had to work.
You let
and
me
I,
down.
I wasn't
you didn't
want
to play with me. Yeah. So I had to play with myself. And I was like, well, this is boring after three or four times.
Adultery. You had to resort to adultery because your Tarkov wife was not giving it to you.
Exactly. So I was trying to get some randoms to play with, it is quite successful. So the Escape from Tarkov Discord has a lot of looking for group channels where you can like state your level and what your which map you want to play and stuff, and then you fill up a channel with randoms.
I mean, it's like internet dating for Tarkov.
Yeah, and then you go on the map together and try to do the thing, and you get shot miserably, like when you play alone. But anyways. Plus, you have to talk to strangers, which is not everybody's thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it was actually reasonably fun.
That's my problem with internet dating, by the way.
You don't like talking to people?
Yeah.
Yes. Surprise.
And they never seem to get that. I just want to have sex, casual sex, and not talk to them. Anyway, sorry, you were saying...
I think that's gotten much better with the Tinder generation, I think.
Maybe I'm using the wrong app. Anyway, go on. Yes.
You just need to install Grindr.
Okay. God, that's you. That's like that backpack saved your life. I was like, okay, that's wow. Jonathan.
Okay, so I got a message, and the guy says, "Hi, man, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Wow, this is a Joey from Friends reference. Is the guy hitting on me?" And I reply, I'm like, "So as I often do with spammers or people who want to pay me to put weird shit on my website for them or whatever."
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
like,
those people love those.
How are you? He goes like, "I'm doing well. I'm going to be honest with you." So, first red flag, right? If somebody starts a conversation with, "I'm going to be honest with you."
They're not going to be honest.
They're not going to be honest with you.
Whatever follows means they're not being honest.
And they go like, "I don't really play this no more. Was just wondering if you want any of these things for just $5. And then I receive a screenshot of the best guns in the game, or the best guns in terms of, obviously there's some personal preference, but the best guns in terms of like recoil and muzzle velocity, so the highest damage, the highest bang for the buck, basically.
Yeah.
And some high-end armors and stuff like that as well. And I can see on the screenshot that their magazines are all empty. It says 0 out of 60 on all of them, right?
In the like a red zero, right?
Exactly. And the next line that goes is the guy goes like, "Some of the guns are loaded." I'm like, press X to doubt. L-A-N-O-R, anyone? I'm trying to be very diplomatic.
No, I think you could actually, you don't have to doubt. You have the proof that he's lying. So you don't have to doubt. You can actually say he's lying because you have the proof.
Maybe it's guns that aren't in the screenshot.
Yeah, you know? Okay. Right. You have a point there. Still, okay.
And I'm like, they look great. I have a couple of slicks on M4s. I'm more of a grind it myself kind of guy. And the guy was like, "Oh, maybe if you want some money, I have like 10 million rubles." And I'm like, "Nah, I'm good."
You're so nice to the spammers, man.
And I'm like, I mean, I don't want to give the hard time for like trying to make some money and stuff. You know, it's like,
make a buck.
You know? And I mean, yeah.
Amazing.
You know, good luck. Good luck to you. I think he just mistook me for somebody who doesn't get anything, or maybe somebody who dies a lot more than he thought I did.
Do you think they actually make enough money to live off something like that, or are they just like unemployed anyway and they're like, "I just might make like $10
I mean, unless they like steal your credit card info and buy a whole lot of more shit or whatever, apart from the seemingly honest offer, I don't think they can live off that.
But that's really not like easily done today. Right? Exactly. Unless they're actually in Eastern Ukraine or some country where they don't do like the whole the check they have to do now, right, for European regulations when you actually buy something where they actually two factor bullshit. And I don't say that bullshit, it's actually not bullshit, it actually works very well from preventing.
So I've had mixed experiences with it. It's very annoying.
Well, it is annoying. Case. Sometimes it doesn't work, but it does make scamming people a lot harder.
Yes. So I like the principle of it, right? I think the implementation could use more.
I think
more.
We are done with this topic. Let's take the car.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here.
We're done here, everybody.
James, bring the car around.
Right.
I still found some sugar in the end, by the way.
Oh, nice. I think I found some sugar as well. Let me just have a look. Got some sugar. Even though it's not worth much anymore, but, you know. Are you just jumping into NATO wire for funsies?
I would never do that.
Я же заебал все.
Area clear.
Мне наши сказали, что тут юсеки бродят. Надо аккуратней.
Sniper, calling in.
Внимательно, не палимся.
Whatever you're saying, I have no idea.
Is he gonna go on the scav ramp? No, the bear voice lines are different. Right? Oh, look at me.
Hey, you just flipped me the bird.
Братишка, давай вместе.
Давай, мистер. I'm nice here.
Hey, down for a party?
Как насчет объединиться?
This is some proper international cooperation here.
Right? We have our guns cocked and our cocks gunned. We're back at Tarkov.
I have to say, Jonathan has an AK with like red furniture on it, like red plastic furniture. Oh, you changed the mag though. You had a banana mag. You had the banana mag, the yellow mag. That was.
Wait, let me put that back in.
Yeah, that looks a lot better. Wait, screenshot time. Wait, turn around like this. Okay, this. Oh my God, this is so handsome. No, don't lean. No leaning. That's better. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. It's my turn, right?
Demanding. Yeah.
Yeah, like a photographer. You should know all that. you don't know because you're usually the guy.
I boss people around what they should do. Yeah,
that's what photographers do, especially like at weddings. Please go over there, stand there.
Yeah. Stop having fun. Now pretend that you're happy.
Take that piece of clothing off. No, take more clothing. Oh, no, that's a different kind of photographer. So I'm sorry.
That's the wedding night shoots. They cost extra.
All right. Sounds fun. Yeah, so I think it's my time. I want to talk about real life now after all this video game talk.
Okay.
So on Sunday, me and my wife went to a spa, right? Spa day. My wife is working a lot right now. She's got like...
You're not talking about the supermarket with a branded spa.
No, not spa. The like Swiss supermarket, whatever it is. No, like a sauna kind of thing, right?
Okay, I hear you.
And we do that once in a while. It's very relaxing. Now, we haven't done this for a long time, of course, because of the pandemic. And because of the, you know, if you want to go there now, I just want to talk about how ridiculous life is right now. So if you want to go there now, of course, you need to have a test, right? And I'm not doing anything where they need to test you because I'm like, it's not worth it, right? When it's like the hardware store, I'm like, I'm just going to order stuff on the internet, right? I actually have dignity, right? I don't want people sticking things in my nose just so that I can go somewhere and pay them more money, you know? But like this, I was doing this for Katie, my wife, because it's actually the first test, SARS-CoV-2 test I've ever taken. I was like, normally I wouldn't do this, but like, you need this now, and
you're contractually obligated as a husband.
No, I'm not. That's the point. But I actually wanted to do her something good. Oh, being shot at.
From where?
Just I don't know. Just heard a bullet whiz past my head. And we were kind of high up, so I'm thinking not from this side. Where are you?
I'm on top of the hill.
Okay. Right. Why are they not shooting you then?
I have
no idea. I don't know if it was a scarf. I just heard a... basically.
Oh, very exciting.
It's like that green tracer. Where, for once, like, we had that last night. The guy was shooting at us, and it was like green tracer. So I just saw this, like, green line for 1 second. I thought, is this like grass? But why is it going, like, horizontal across my screen? And I'm like... I think this is green tracer. I think we're being shot at. And then we actually... didn't you kill the guy? I think you killed the guy.
No, I got shot by the guy at first.
Okay. But didn't we like figure out that he actually had green tracer? He was shooting at us more, right?
He shot my arm out first and then he killed me.
Okay. But anyway, so I was like, I'm going to do this for you, right? And so I went to the... It doesn't cost any money, right? They go to this testing thing and they do like this antigen test. Katie didn't have to do it because she's vaccinated, which I found that ridiculous as well, because I got the first dose of like AstraZeneca like last week, and I read up on that, and it's like, well, they give you like this sheet of paper, right, and it says all these different things, and it says like your chance to not getting an infection after the first shot is, I think, what was it, like... 59% of being immune. That's like your chance.
Was that 95%? No, no, it's immunity.
No, no, it's 65.
65. Okay, all right.
No, it's 69. Sorry, it's 69. And then after the second, it's a, like a two-shot vaccine. After the second vaccine, it's like 6% more. So it's like 75 or something. But it's like only 6%, right? So, and I have to wait 12 weeks now until I can like go anywhere because I'm vaccinated for like 6%.
Yeah.
And the most amazing thing is like that if you there's like a one-shot vaccine, like the Janssen vaccine from Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah. So
that's a one-shot. If you take that, then your chance of getting it, like your protection is lower than I have right now statistically with the first shot of AstraZeneca.
Oh, yeah.
So that is a bit silly, these guys, they can actually go somewhere, but like my protection is actually higher. I'm like, this is ridiculous. But anyway, so okay, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this for you. I'm not even going to complain. Didn't complain. Went there, and then we went into the spa, right? And this is the most ridiculous stuff ever. So this is like a completely clothes-free thing, right? So when you're in the sauna, of course, and when you're bathing, and when you're lying anywhere, you're not wearing any clothes, right?
That's a German thing.
Did you just kill him?
Oh, I don't even know where he is.
I thought you said that's a Sturm kill, sorry.
No, I didn't say that. Oh, no. That's a German thing.
Oh, that's a German thing. I don't know, isn't it? Is this Scandinavian?
Being all naked in the sauna, I think, is a German thing. Or I think there's more... I think in Denmark, people are actually a little bit more prude about that.
Yeah, but didn't they invent this shit in Finland and Sweden? I think...
Yeah, it's complicated, but I think it's like a drift through time. I think people here are not as... I think people in Germany are going to be more naked in the sauna or more naturally.
I thought Sweden was like very liberal with this kind of shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there are also some of these places where you're like, okay, in the sauna, you're always naked pretty much in Germany. Yeah. But there are also places where like you wear like swimming trunks when you're swimming, and when you're laying down, you're supposed to wear a bathrobe. But in this place, you only wear a bathrobe when you're in the restaurant, right? And so you're generally...
Okay. Is it like a nudist place? Is it like especially? Is that part of the deal? Or
no,
is
it's
that
just to tell you that when you go spa. In, it's like this is a no clothes spa, right? It's also one where kids aren't allowed. It's like one of the like because you want to relax. You don't want to have kids running around everywhere.
Enjoying your dingus. What's that?
Well, I mean, I was in with my parents. I used to go to these places. I was the one we always used to go to when I was a kid. They had kids allowed, but it was a nudist place.
Yeah.
So I'm used to this kind of thing from like being very small to naked people, basically. Anyway, but we're there, right? And then so everybody's pretty much naked. You can wear bathrobes when you're like walking around or lying down. Some people are actually doing that. But you're obviously not allowed to wear swimming trunks when you're swimming, and when you're in the sauna, you have to be naked. Now, with COVID, when you're inside, we were outside a lot because it's like very warm right now. When you're inside, you have to wear a mask.
Okay. Right?
Now, just picture this. This is the most ridiculous thing. So you have a bunch of naked people walking around that are completely naked, but they're wearing face masks. It's
that's
like
hilarious.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Also, everybody had a test, right? So everybody who's in this place has been tested in the last 24 hours and is negative or is vaccinated. So you're like, it was just plain, that was just plainly, like the, just the visuals of that
were just very ridiculous. I just imagine like a bunch of dudes with the dicks out wearing a mask, but not across their face.
No. The dick was out, the nose wasn't. That's like, and there was some dicks on display, I can tell you. There was one guy, you know, I don't know what the English thing is. Did you know the thing about, so this is a mature podcast. This has a mature rating just in case you're, don't be disturbed right now. So if you're listening to this in your car, I don't know, with some other people, you might want to turn off.
Spoiler alert, there will be dicks.
Yeah, but in Germany, there's two phrases. There's, what's it, Fleischpenis and Blutpenis. So meat penis and blood penis. So a meat penis is a penis that is very large in its deflated state. It's always very large, but then doesn't get much bigger when it's erect. Whereas a blood penis can be very, very small when it's limp.
Yeah.
And then get and the, huge.
Right. Yeah, yeah, the English phrase for that, like a shower, not a grower.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was a guy with an obvious a shower. Like,
right.
And he was like running around. He was like basically like a cock on display, like a cock as in the animal on display. He was like, he had his breast puffed out, just like walking around, showing his dick. Like very proudly, he's like, "Look at my dick! I've got a huge dick. Don't you wanna? You'd love to be touching this dick right now." Basically, that was hilarious. Sorry, that was outside, so he didn't have.
Where are you?
I'm behind this rock you were on. I think I'm still.
You wanna like get on it or something? I have the best, the coolest spot for you.
Okay, let's do that. Let's remember when we did. When we did this yesterday, I continuously got shot. You didn't get shot, I got shot all the time. Anyway, okay, hello.
If you drop your backpack, and then you can lie down on this patch here.
I already don't like the drop your backpack part, but okay.
What do you mean? It's great.
Where do I lie down? Here?
Yeah, a little further ahead.
Can't lie down. Why can't? Why? I can't even walk. Like, oh yeah, okay, right, and then? I can see everything. That's pretty cool.
They can see everything and kill everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have a look for people. So it was just surreal. Also, they changed the, you know, the thing they do in the sauna with like the, I don't know what it's called in English, like the, when they pour like aromatic like liquid over the thing and then they just have a towel and just blow it around the sauna.
Yeah, yeah.
That's called an Aufguss in German. They changed that to like Beduftung. They were basically doing the same thing, but they're like, we can't like blow this shit around the whole sauna because, I don't know, infection risk.
Two which guys is coming in.
Where?
150 meters.
I don't see him. I don't see him at all. Like, I don't have an angle.
Maybe they went to the beach. Yeah, anyway, why did they change the term for that? Is that just like...
I don't know. I think they were pretending they were changing it, which is ridiculous because if you look at how this virus actually spreads, it get... You know the meatpacking plants, right? So there's no hard scientific evidence on this, but there's lots of kind of like data. So the meatpacking plants, you know where it spread like wildfire?
Yeah.
Those are very cold. And very, very, very dry air.
Yeah.
So the idea is that it spreads via aerosols, right? And if you have... And people used to believe that when you have dry air, aerosols don't spread very well, but it seems to be the exact opposite. From what I understand, and I'm, of course, not a specialist in this, and it was just some stuff I read, if you have humid air, there's lots of little water molecules in the air. And if you have aerosols, which are very small water droplets, they collide with other aerosols that are already in the air, and then they get basically neutralized. They glom together and fall down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you have dry, like a tiny little cloud.
Yeah. If you have dry air, the water, the aerosols will evaporate quicker. Like, they just go away. But until they do, they just fly around. And so the sauna would be, like, the last place where you get this because it's very humid, especially when they put the stuff in. Now the other thing they do is like they turned off all saunas or turned every sauna that is below 80 degrees Celsius, they turned that higher to over 80 degrees.
Oh which, man, that sounds very hot.
That was okay because I don't think anything under 80 degrees is a sauna anyway. I mean, I gotta remember I've been doing this shit since I was 6, right? If I'm anywhere, it's a sauna and it's not like the Turkish steam bath. Like, that's different. But if it's a proper sauna, if it's not at least 80 degrees, I'm not doing that shit. I'm like, that's...
Not worth it.
It's just like being in Australia, man. That's not a sauna. I can wear, like, clothes while I'm doing this shit. It's just like Cooper Petey, mate. So that was... But the whole situation was just surreal. It was a nice day, but, like, the whole wearing masks while being naked just completely just, like...
Threw you off. So the state in Denmark is I had to get tested multiple times. I'm not sure why. I think once it was a company policy, and the other time it was actually a restaurant. Like if you want to
eat inside, right?
eat inside or something, you need Germany. To get tested. Yeah. It was both like company related stuff. Like my first test was because I wanted to go to the zoo and the zoo required it, which I don't think they do anymore. I'm not sure. And the other two times were like work related stuff. And it was actually like, for me, it's not very bad. I don't react very strongly to like the Q-tip.
No, maybe I don't.
Also just with nice teenagers, you know.
I want to point out that I don't object to the procedure at all. Like I don't care about the Q-tip. That's not for me. It's like a. It's a
matter of principle.
Yeah, it's a principle thing, right? I don't think this should be a thing, right? I think it's so my health is my concern and nobody else's.
I agree with that. Especially when it comes to like more persistent digital documents, like the what's it called, the
immunity passport stuff.
Immunity passport. So I find that very annoying because I'm like, man, you're just gonna put that shit in the CD and send it to China again, like Denmark did like a couple of years ago. They accidentally set like health data of like every Danish person to China.
I have to talk about the test though, because you said some nice people were doing it, right? The test I took was like in a hardware. So it was Sunday, right? But they're open all week. That's like in a hardware store parking lot. It's like a white tent, medical tent, like in this USAC camp that we're looking at. No, this was actually I felt like I was an outbreak because like. The guy who was doing it, and these are just random people, they get a lot of money for doing these tests from the government. Like, it's basically you get rich very quickly, just put up a tent and do this stuff. But the guy, this was like from a private clinic, I think. The guy was just employed, just a random guy, probably a student. But he was, how do I say this politically correctly? You know, he was a colored man. A very nice big diamond earring, but he was wearing this like, you know, these blue slacks and then these basically a Dexter outfit, like what Dexter wears when he kills somebody. And then like the mask and the whole thing, like the whole setup was just right out of Outbreak. I felt like I really don't want to be like xenophobic. Like I don't mind that the guy, you know, has a different skin color. I mean, shot at.
Right by who?
I don't know. Oh, but there's impact. Don't you hear the impact?
I do.
Maybe from the back? I don't see them. In the mountain, maybe? No, we're not in range of them. Wait, what? Where did they... I can see the... Oh! Do you see him? Where are they?
I think I killed him. I killed a scav at least. I'm not sure if that scav shot us.
I see the dead scav. Yeah, that's the right direction. I just didn't see him. That
Jesus.
And he also didn't hit me very well, so it's wait, let me see. He actually didn't hit me at all. These were all impacts on like the mountain side here. But anyway, it just felt like it just felt like this was an Ebola testing facility in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and not like
you know what? My second quick test was actually way more disappointing because the place where I had the quick test is called the Forum in Copenhagen. It's right next to, or it's very close to my workplace. And the last time I was there, I saw Sabaton, Amaranthe, and Apocalyptica, and there was beer and it was dark. And there were lots of nice people. The next time I go there, it's like, looks like a fucking airport. And some teenager sticks a Q-tip in my nose. I'm like, this is a significant deterioration.
Our local concert arena is the same thing because obviously they're not having events, so they just made a testing center out of it.
Yeah. It's good that they use it for something, right? I hope they make it through and you know, I mean, if you own big ass property, you're probably gonna make
come
it through
on the fucking I have absolutely no sympathy with the guys owning the concert venue. Like my sympathy is with the artists. Right.
Yeah.
Those guys are richest. Like, if you earn a fucking, if you own a concert hall, this is like all like hedge funds and shit. Like, you know, they can go die in the fire. As far as I'm concerned, I feel bad for the people. For example, the people that do Wacken, they just announced that they're gonna there's no Wacken this year, and next year it's just gonna be very small, 20,000 people, and like these people, they're metalheads, right? They make money of this, it's their living, but they this is basically a community thing. Like, it's these people who've been doing this for 30 years, putting on this festival, and they're like really nice people.
I saw the documentary. I think I saw two documentaries. I saw Full Metal Village, and then I saw a documentary with a guy that actually. So he left.
Yeah, he's not right. The guy who came up with it. Yeah.
And he was like, nah, man, I got to go after my stable job. I have a family and stuff like that. And basically, then it took off. So he basically left right before the break.
Yeah, when it was still like really a community thing, right? Before it was really big. Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Actually, I think I got the Full Metal Village documentary of this. I think the Japanese woman from my dad at some point. That was pretty funny.
What Japanese woman?
Yeah, there's a Japanese woman. She made a documentary called Full Metal Village.
Oh, she made the documentary. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and she. It's mostly about the village. Actually, it's not so much about the festival, but it's about the village of Wakken.
That is weird. Like when you go there and there's like it's like farmhouses, right? But when you go there, they have like you go drive along the road down the village and they sell you like beer and shit. They have like little things in their front garden. And they're like, here, have some cold beer while you're standing in the traffic jam.
Yeah, and people are like overwhelmingly positive. In most cases. Yeah.
I mean, Wakken is amazing. If you've never been there, it's not like a normal festival. It's like they have, like what blew my mind is like the fucking supermarket. There's like the German supermarket chain. Which one's my backpack?
I'm on mine. This is yours.
But this is No, you're right. There's nothing happening here. Let's go somewhere else. They have like they built like this pop-up supermarket, and it's as big as a huge ass supermarket. But they just build it for like 4 days.
60,000-80,000 people usually, right?
And it's like that. I mean, it's not a normal supermarket because it's like 90% beer, and the rest is like camping supplies. But it's like bloody amazing. Like it's like it's really 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 amazing. The whole thing is just out of this world.
You know where Sturman's stupid boxes, by the way.
It's down there in the middle of the thing between the locks, I think, next to the red building somewhere. So I went there 2019, which was the last proper Wakken, the 30-year anniversary, which Sabaton headlined. 20 years of Sabaton, 30 years of Wakken. It's pretty amazing. And they played on two stages. Sabaton did.
At once?
Yes. It was amazing when they did it. It's like you can watch the video. And it's like anything interesting in there?
There's DTR. But I'm not comfortable. Or an MDR. TTMDR. I don't know what it's called.
Did you loot it all?
I looted it all. Okay. I'm just going to make my way to the little shacks here.
Right. And when... So Joaquin goes like, okay, so they said, we have this great idea. You're going to play two stages at once. And I was like, yeah, this is... We've been at Wakken before, but like two stages, that's like really cool. We're going to do this. And he's telling the story on the... While he's on stage, right? He's like... And then it occurs to us, how are we going to do this? And then I said, okay, wait, I've got an idea. And then he points to the other stage. And at that moment, the bass player, he and Joachim basically created the band, and they did two original.
He's the older guy, right?
Yeah, with the beard. He's like the producer. He's he does all the business stuff, I think. And he's like on the other stage, and he had like the choir. They had like this army choir, whatever. So they were playing both stages at once.
That's crazy.
That was pretty fun.
Here's a dude with some cool armor, by the way, if you want that.
Oh, did you shoot him? Is he just dead?
No, I don't fucking know why he's dead.
Dead. Oh, this armor is at zero, though. I'm not gonna...
Yeah, but you can put it in your backpack and repair it.
Yeah.
It's not bad. You can also sell it to the fence.
Somebody looted this guy. He's got nothing on it.
Yeah.
Literally just this destroyed armor. Okay, I'm gonna take that. Why not? I'm poor enough that it counts. Where are you? Where did you go?
Looting the scav that we shot earlier.
Oh, there's that scav here. Let's search that guy. He's got nothing on him. I think. No, completely looted. Okay, there are some people here that picked the bodies clean. I don't think Sturman was up, right?
No, I don't think so.
No guard bodies, nothing. I know, you know, the artists and the real festival people, those are the ones I hope make it through this whole shit. And I'm, you know, I can't wait for concerts. Actually, Katie and me bought tickets for the Toten Hosen.
You mentioned that. Yeah,
which are going to play next year in the big arena, in the football arena here in Düsseldorf. And Düsseldorf's their home. It's like a German punk band, and Düsseldorf's their home. So there's always a huge party when they play here. So it's probably going to be good. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about my surreal spy experience, I guess.
That sounds pretty surreal. On that note, I think I need to dig up a post of like a Danish influencer who is like a very progressive, kind of left, sex positive kind of person. I think you would probably get a brain aneurysm if you read more of their content. Anyways, I think they have some valid points in some of their stuff, obviously, and also it's just like a good thing outside of my usual bubble. Basically, I think the health ministry in Denmark paid her money to do anything she wanted to get people to wear masks, and she's like a, like in the fashion world you would say plus size model. Other people would say like slightly above normal weight. And she basically made like
normal
a
weight.
Very very barely fitting bikini and bikini bottom out of masks, and did a photo shoot with that, which I thought was pretty funny.
That would like, have if been you, good you know, for the spa.
Yeah, you know, if you want people to like at least show an interest, or at least to, you know, kind of
was it as good as the huge poster they made for the new Borat movie? Thought that was amazing.
I've seen that, I think.
You haven't seen the movie?
No.
So do you know that Netflix made a second movie, right? It's like a sequel to the Borat movie. It's pretty funny, and he's like making fun of Pence and stuff at a Republican convention, wearing a Trump mask. It is hilarious. Anyway, so the ad was this aired in the middle of the pandemic last year, and they had this ad that I got a picture of it. I can put you in the show notes. They posted on a building here where I live in Düsseldorf, and it was everywhere. And it's basically, you know, Borat, famous for the mankini.
Yeah,
and he's like basically wearing a surgical mask as a mankini. And then it says, Kazakhstan Health Ministry recommends you wear the mask.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Weird.
And then the Borat, the sequel movie or whatever it's called. That was, I laughed my ass off when I saw that. I nearly fell over.
That is pretty funny.
The movie is pretty good.
By the way, I have a slight follow up to one of the topics we talked about last time.
Okay, before you do that, I have to sing in honor of Borat. Kazakhstan, greatest country in the world. All other countries are run by little girls. That's the national anthem from Borat. I love that so much. That should be Kazakhstan's actual national anthem. To be honest, I listened to the real one. After I saw that movie the first time, and I was really, really disappointed.
Oh, anybody can consider this music.
I was disappointed that the Borat one is better.
Right.
Actually, I saw Borat once when I got my first tattoo in Australia. The guy, the tattoo artist was actually watching Borat while he was tattooing me and laughing his ass off. That was slightly disquieting.
I would be so scared that he just like tattoos and dick on my face by accident or something.
That was fun. Anyway, you were going to say.
So last time we talked about menstruation and cups.
Can you keep this thought? Can we exfil and then we'll just do a very quick last raid?
Do you want to do another segment just about menstruation?
We can.
Okay, let's do it.
It can be a quick one. You know?
What do you mean? I mean, I was going to say something really quick. We're going to just hang out here?
Okay, let's hang out here. Let's talk about menstruation. Okay.
Okay, so because obviously there was some discussion in Denmark regarding like some kind of workplace providing female hygiene products for free and stuff like that. And it actually became a topic in the Folketing. So that's like the parliament in Denmark.
The Folketing.
The Folketing.
The Volpatinger.
So I don't want to say that the political right is inherently stupid, but the man who uttered a statement regarding if in public toilets there should also be female hygiene products and stuff like that, right? He says I'll translate this to the best of my ability. He said, should there then also be clean underwear in public toilets? If I take a walk and I spontaneously shit my pants?
he said that?
Yes. So how old is he? I'm not sure, but he looks like a mid-40s kind of guy.
Okay. Maybe this is a serious problem for him. Okay, but go on. Yes.
That is obviously possible, but one of his colleagues in the parliament then pointed out that he does have a little muscle that can close his anus, which is not something you can do with your vagina. Like, it doesn't work the same way, just like kind of,
well, you know. This actually shows you that men are genetically superior.
That's what you take away from the story?
No, I'm not. I'm just trolling you. That's a pretty dumb comment. But maybe he just shits his pants regularly because his muscle doesn't work.
You know, and I don't want to make fun of that. The is that called incontinence?
I don't know. Or incontinence is when you pee yourself, I think.
I don't know.
Maybe it's also incontinence.
At least incompetence, if you say, equate. Sharding or shitting yourself with you know.
If I was a member of the Volketing, I would have trolled that guy so hard.
The Volketing, like the Volk.
The Volk.
It's not very easy.
The Volks petting. Anyway, I have to actually. What I have to say is, I have to. Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh God, I have to correct myself. From last time, because I said I only learned embarrassingly late what a menstrual cup is.
Right.
To which my wife, I told her this, and she was like, no, I told you about this. And basically, when I told you about this, this is when it was coming up on the internet again. So the thing was invented in the 20s. But like, turns out the actual products that people use are just like maybe 10 years old or something.
Yeah, like, I figured it was a relatively recent thing.
So
yeah,
actually, yeah. I was on the cutting edge of menstrual cups, it turns out. So that nice. Was wrong of me to say that.
I think, you know what, if that was a t-shirt, I would order that shit.
Oh, I'm on guy. Where?
There's the guy in the top container.
Oh, my scope's not good enough. You can take the shot. I can't see him.
I think it's a scarf.
Oh, God. Where I can't even, like, I don't even know where this guy is.
Yeah, I think he just walked down. I mean, bastard. I'm pretty sure I hit him, but I don't think he has cool shit.
Bastard. Oh, yeah, I see. No, I don't.
See?
No, I thought I saw. It was a tree. It was a tree. It's all good. So let's end the show, right? We're just sitting around here actual camping. This is not our style. Generally, but if you want the show notes, which there's going to be a lot of stuff in there, I do these meticulously. Please go to escapethetalk.show. And we have to mention the song that we're using for this podcast as the intro music and the interstitial music. It's called "I Am Unbreakable" by Niklas Johansson, licensed by Epidemic Sound, and it's pretty cool. And we have to thank ByteMark because that's where the audio files are. They provide me with service to host this bullshit that you hopefully like. I don't know.
We can thank ByteMark in French.
Can we?
Merci.
Je t'aime le ByteMark. Très bon.
Je suis très innocent. Oui.
Je ne regrette rien. Oh God, I hope no French people listen to this. I talk about feedback, right? But we don't really have a feedback way of to give us feedback. I'll fix that. I'll put something.
Are we doing plugs, by the way? Like, not the butt ones, but where we talk about.
Let's cool do butt plugs.
Okay. How this developed quite quickly.
Okay.
Okay, I think we should plug some Tarkov streamers. What do you say about that? And maybe the if you want to plug the spa.
What it's called. Also, then people would go there to see me naked. I don't think I should.
Yeah, maybe that's.
I'm going to plug Deadly Slob, twitch.tv/deadlyslob. He is amazing. Love that guy. He's been at this for years, streaming every day. And to a at a very European compatible time, he starts at like 2 p.m. like European time, and then goes till like 8 o'clock or something, which is great.
Yep. Well, then I'm going to plug Miss Magpie, not because N Munition isn't super cool, but Miss Magpie has a husky, which is pretty neat, that is also visible on stream, and you can redeem channel points to give the husky treats and shit like that.
Does he also fart in her face like Deadly's dog?
Oh, I'm not sure, but he jumped on his lap today, I think. Was it today or was it a video? I'm not sure what happened, but I saw his dog jump on his lap. That was hilarious. So she's pretty cool. Check her out. She's also a bit more of a Deadly Slop pace or energy kind of streamer. That's pretty good.
That's our energy. So let's get out of this. We'll see you next month, or maybe earlier if we get a hankering to do this earlier. That always happen. And now we find out the Axel isn't open. No, it's open. So good.
Ну ладно, работаем дальше.